106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean. Title is credited to a limo driver who gave rides to Sir Paul, who stated, "I usually did it myself, but the chauffeur came out one day and I asked, 'How have you been?' He replied, 'Working 8 days a week,' which is the first song that the Fab Four took into the studio unfinished to work on the arrangement during the session, which would later become common. Although it was a huge American hit, their seventh in the number one position, the group didn't think highly of it. John called it lousy, and they never performed it live." It came from Beatles for Sale, the fourth studio album by the group. It was released in December of 1964. The album marked a minor turning point in the evolution of the Lennon-McCartney partnership. John, particularly now showing interest in composing songs of a more autobiographical nature. The record hit the UK number one spot and retained that position for 11 of the 46 weeks that it spent in the top 20. If you Google the word days, you'll receive about 1,040,000,000 results, because it is the 98th most common word in the English language, according to AskOxford.com. Other interesting facts include any number of days may end at midnight or closing time when that is earlier. There is about 365.2422 solar days in one mean tropical year. Planets and moons also have stellar and solar days. Radio Days was a 1987 movie directed by Woody Allen, and there's 1,000 of them, from the start of a woman's pregnancy until her child's second birthday. Look it up and you'll find days in, discovery days, and welcome days, too. I'm Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity, and on this episode, we're not playing songs about a soap opera. Oh, no. These are just a few of the musical ones, because you can count on the fact that better days are sure to come.
help you feel free. We could stay gone us in the good life and better days. Better days camping for the new life. Jumping in the bright lights. Make way for the right way. A better day. A better day. You didn't realize about the other light that we can give you. We'll open up your eyes and make you see the light that's all around you. There's a red I'll be yours. Our vision, so listen. Away the clouds and tell you there's a golden silver line. Go take away the pain you wanna try. You won't be sorry. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll be right back.
I'm Muriel Anderson. You're listening to Uncle Marty on the 3D Radioactivity.
I've seen brighter. I've known brighter days. Lying alone in the shade
of a manzanita.
It's been sweeter. Bitter sweeter days. I know it's not for always, but all I can say is I've seen better days. Is summer gone? Has it been that long? I guess that's what seasons will bring. I'm caught again in the autumn wind, but I remember
There's no more stormy nights, no more cloudy days. I believe in second chances. I believe in angels too. There's no more stormy nights, no more cloudy days.
Long Road Out of Eden is the seventh studio album by the Eagles, which was released in 2007 on Lost Highway Records. Nearly 6 years in production, this is the first work that wasn't a compilation or live recording since 1979's The Long Run. It produced five straight hits on the adult contemporary tracks, including No More Cloudy Days, that peaked at number three. At the 2009 Grammy Awards, they won the Best Pop Instrumental Performance, which is unusual for a group known for their vocal harmonies. We got to those sunny skies via Brighter Days, from its brown-toned cover to its contents. Loggins & Messina's fourth studio album is a sober, low-key, reflective affair. The band's music, with its single flute, violin, and horn lines, directed by Messina's intricate guitar and mandolin playing, serves as a series of mid-tempo tunes. The record peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Top Albums in 1974. We also heard Mighty Days from our friend Muriel Anderson, who's an American composer, guitarist, and harp guitarist. Her album, New World Flamenco, a collaboration with Germany's renowned duo Tierra Negra, is music that came out of Andalusia, or do you say Andalusia, in southern Spain, to spread its vibrant and majestic rhythm across the world. Time brought in changes as the music absorbed the different styles and approaches. Flamenco Nuevo, as the name suggests, is an approach that wraps modern sounds into an ancient genre. The track Better Days features an extended fade-out with voiceovers by the four key players in the 1984 presidential campaign. Quotes spoken by Geraldine Ferraro and Walter Mondale, sounding from the left audio channel, and those of George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan on the right, were mixed with John Helliwell's extended saxophone solo. It's from Brother Where You Bound, the eighth in-house record by the progressive rock band Supertramp, which came out in 1985. We all want better days, as does the boss. Bruce Springsteen was working on the Human Touch album, which he intended to release sometime in 1990, but the project took him much longer than he thought. He shelved it in early 91 and came back to it later that year in September, intending to record one more song for it, Living Proof. He ended up with 10 new songs, and that became Lucky Town, Once he completed it, he decided to release both albums at the same time. Compared to Human Touch, Lucky Town has a more stripped-down, folksy sound and is more personal in terms of its lyrics. We're playing music of the days of our lives, and next week we're going to return again to what happens when the sun goes down, as our theme will revolve around tonight. I'd love to include your choices in my shows, so tell me what's on your mind. Suggestions and comments help put it all together, so send an email to 3DRadio@USA.com, or if you're on Facebook, look for the 3D Radio Activity where you can like the program, find links to the earlier shows along with the graphics in the photo section, and post a message there, too. We aren't going to waste a moment of your time. We're going to let country superstar Freddie Fender do it for us, because this is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 1530 AM and 88.5 FM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, and the choice on ZCOMRadio.com, 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty, lighting up the days here on the award-winning 3D Radio Activity.
Wasted days and wasted nights, I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Found us strange. voices will signal their tired end. The hostess is grinning. Your guests sleep from sinning. Hear me talk of sin and you know this is it.
Strange Days is a tune by The Doors. It was released in 1967, and it's the first track on the album of the same name. A visit to New York City by the group inspired Jim Morrison to write it and other songs on the band's second record. According to the review by AllMusic, this cut seems to find lead singer Morrison pondering the state of the then emerging hippie youth culture and how they were perceived by mainstream or straight society. Meanwhile, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights is an American country and pop melody recorded by Freddie Fender. It's considered by many to belong to the swamp pop idiom of South Louisiana and Southeast Texas that had such a major musical impact on this artist. He co-wrote and first recorded this one in 1959. During the early stages of his career, as he was in the process of perfecting his mesh of rockabilly and Tejano, with the track showcasing his new style. But, in a parallel to what we just heard, he was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana, and in May of 1960, he was convicted. The popularity of the song, along with his own recognition, then plummeted just like a rock. I'm sure those troubles left him feeling blue, so let's play some for him and you on the 3D Radioactivity.
Well, talk about trouble I had all my day. Trouble at all my days. Big trouble came into my grave. I walked down the street, just couldn't keep from crying. The girl I love, she was on my mind. Well, they talk about trouble I had all my days. Trouble had all my days. Big trouble came into my grave. Baby, something going on wrong. Oh, baby. Went away last night, stayed out all night long. We'll talk about trouble I've had all my days. Trouble. The trouble came into my grave. Walking down the street, just couldn't keep from crying. Just walking down the street, just couldn't keep from crying. The girl I love, she was on my mind. Lord, the police arrest me, putting me in jail. The police arrest me, putting me in jail. I didn't have nobody to come and go my bail. Well, they talk about trouble I've had all my days. Trouble had all my days. Bleed trouble came into my grave.
Well, you know I had some hard days. Out in the falling rain, well, you know I've been having some hard days. Out in the falling rain, well, you know I didn't have nobody to love me. People would never cry shame. Well, I had some hard days when I stole to work and cry. What's the matter? Well, you know I've been having some hard days when I stole to work and cry. Well, you know my heart is full of sorrow. Well, man, my eyes was awful tired. All right, Leroy. The dice to pay. Well, child, I had some tough days when I couldn't get the dice to pay. Well, you know my pocketbook was empty. Well, Brown, I knew everything I had.
Hard Days by Muddy Waters, who is an American artist generally considered to be the most important figure in post-World War II Chicago blues. As with most musicians of that era, his recordings were released as two-song record singles until the 60s, when his company began focusing on LP albums. He's considered to be the father of this genre and was a major inspiration for the British blues explosion of the 1960s. Similarly, Mississippi John Hurt told us about Trouble I've Had It All My Days. He was known as an American country blues performer, and this boy from Avalon taught himself how to play the guitar around age 9. Recorded in New York in 1966, the 17 songs on his Last Sessions album represent his final studio efforts. It's astonishing that this man, in the final months of his life, could do this number of songs that were the equal of anything that he had done in his first sessions 45 years earlier. His playing is alluringly complex as ever, and his voice still in top form. We just heard Muddy Waters with Hard Days, and since we played the Beatles to start the show, it reminded me that they had another popular tune with that word in the title. Here's a jazzy rendition of it by a man with several Grammys among his numerous accolades.
Thank you. prophets that you found among the clouds of youthful skies. Broken dreams line your face like stormy weather, but you can't stay dry forever in the in your eyes. Love at last, but you still can't seem to buy it, 'cause now you're caught between the quiet and the cross. Oh tears, I know, oh liars, make a sad disguise.
Old Days is a Melody, written by James Pankow and recorded for 1975's Chicago 8, with lead vocals by Peter Cetera. The second single released from that album, it reached number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 3 on the Easy Listening chart. Pankow has said that it's a nostalgic piece, which touches on key phrases that, although they date me, are pretty right on in terms of images of my childhood. Cetera, however, apparently hated singing the song in concert, as it referenced Howdy Doody, which was his least favorite show when he was growing up. Days to Come told the future of the late Dan Fogelberg. Shortly before his death from prostate cancer in 2007, he completed his final studio work, locked it in a safe deposit box, and directed his wife to release it after his passing. Long considered one of the landmark artists of the 70s smooth singer-songwriter genre, this Illinois native released very little new material in his last decade, making the classic sound contained therein all the more welcome. A gentle, finely crafted and passionately performed album, Love in Time, is a career coda that's both satisfying and bittersweet to his fans. We hit the Midwestern trifecta as we began, with a two-way favorite of many. The Chicago-born Ramsey Emmanuel Lewis Jr. is an American jazz composer, pianist, and radio personality. Lewis has recorded over 80 albums, along with 7 gold records so far in his career. This enjoyable party, from 1966's Hang On Ramsey, also includes a couple of Beatle tunes, with a swingin' version of A Hard Day's Night among its highlights. Thanks to everybody who checked in with ideas this week. There's simply too many to name. However, all of you know who you are, and that's the coolest audience anyone could ask for. Don't forget that tonight is our theme for next time. We saved a great one for our final cut. It features a smile that defines the person, from singer-songwriter Carly Simon's second studio album that hit the scene in 1971. It's best known for its title track, which was a top 20 chart hit in the U.S. and was later used as the soundtrack for a television commercial for Heinz Ketchup. The song relates Carly's state of mind as she waits to go on a date with Cat Stevens. Reaching number 13 on the U.S. charts, this earned her the 1972 Grammy nomination for the Best Pop Female Vocalist. Rolling Stone magazine gave it a glowing review, calling it a spirited examination of the tensions involved in a burgeoning romantic situation in which nobody has any idea of what's going on or what's going to happen next. Sean and I hope to see you next week as we wrap a bow around this show and leave you simply waiting in anticipation.
We can never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway. And I wonder if I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some fun.